I'm Eileen Friedman. I'm the Vice President of the Principal Preparation Programs at the New York City Leadership Academy. The New York City Leadership Academy was launched in 2003, and it was in response to a need for principals to apply and lead high-need schools and make dramatic changes in student improvement. At that time, potential principals were clustering out successful schools, and high-need schools were not getting adequate numbers of strong candidates. So the Leadership Academy was developed to recruit, select, and prepare educators to become principals who would have the knowledge and skills to make significant impact on student achievement and a willingness to go to wherever they were needed. For our selection theory, what we really started with thinking, what does a principal need to know and be able to do to be successful? And then we said, what could we teach in our 14-month program? And when you put those two together, you get the foundational skills that one needs to have to start the program. If in 14 months we can add value to someone's knowledge and skill set, but we want to ensure that at the end, they meet the standards of what they need to know and be able to do to make significant impact. And so based on that, we look for certain characteristics called foundational skills, and they are the commitment to equity as one clear non-negotiable and closing the achievement gap. We're looking for people who want to make school improvement and see this as something that's demonstrated in student outcome. Finally, the ability to lead. So we're not only looking at youngsters, but we're looking at the adults who impact youngsters' life. And we're seeing everyone as learners. So the ability to be a learner oneself, but also to see the adults as well as the students in the building of learners. One key characteristic that we have discovered not only in the selection process, but something that runs through all parts of our programs, including the times that people are principal, is the idea of resilience. If there's any one key factor that we think is indicative of success, it's resilience. I can assure you that as a principal, you will make a mistake. I can tell you that I made a mistake on a daily basis when I was a principal, but the thing that distinguishes the successful is the ability to get up and rebound from mistakes, not the ability to avoid mistakes. In our interview process, the other thing I look for is someone who can stay firm to their values, but flexible and open enough to listen to others. And it was once described to me as an iron rod. For the rod to stay planted in the ground, it has to be firmly planted, but there has to be a little sway. And if you can't have a little sway, you break. So staying grounded and committed, but open simultaneously. So someone who would take in someone else's idea to enhance their own way of thinking. I would say for the leaders themselves, the idea of the resource of networking, changing the way they look at their practice, their unflinching willingness to look at their own work, their discontent with the status quo, and always questioning how can they do it better, are things that I hear from our graduates as common denominators across the years.